Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Are we just missing Andy?
It kind of feels like you're deciding to make me a starter for this instead of the reliever. It's kind of what it feels like. Kind of the best way to put it.
Okay. That's not a bad way to go.
Yeah. You know, hey, we need you a few more innings out of you. Go out there and get him, Tiger.
Obviously, you're not playing for Tampa Bay.
No, not yet. Not yet. Give me time.
I meant the Rays more than anything. we just had an interesting thought from Scott Petrak. And this is where, whether it's Andrew Berry or somebody else, you know, let's know that there could be changes in all kinds of things just because that's the way pro sports works when you win a very small number of your games. There are some things that could be done at quarterback for this team that are a little out of the box. And Scott brought up the name J.J. McCarthy. Now, he's the Michigan quarterback who was taken in the first round by Minnesota last year, and the Vikings drafted him to be their quarterback of the future. And they signed Sam Darnold before they drafted J.J. McCarthy, with the idea of Sam will play while we get J.J. ready to play. Well, Sam Darnold's gone out and been absolutely phenomenal, much to my happiness because I've always liked Sam Darnold. And he is a free agent at the end of this year. And the Browns can't afford him. And if you're the Vikings, do you want to get rid of him? The guy had to do two interviews after the game yesterday, after their win. The entire locker room delayed their post-game talk, their celebration, getting ready, getting cleaned up, whatever. They delayed and stood around waiting for Sam Darnold yesterday. And when he came into the locker room, they started screaming like crazy. They dumped water on him like crazy. The entire team's around. Kevin O'Connell is standing there watching and just smiling. The guys pick Sam Darnold up and put him on his shoulders like he's playing Major League Baseball in 1952. Hip, hip, hooray. That type of thing. And Darnold said it was one of the greatest things that's ever happened in his career. You're going to let him walk out the door if you're Minnesota? I don't know that you can. Now, Scott's thought, okay, if it falls flat here in the playoffs, you get it. But you've won 14 games. You could be the number one seed in the NFC. You could go to the Super Bowl with Sam Darnold. You can't let him walk. And you can go get a backup quarterback to come in and use J.J. McCarthy as an asset. And if you're a team like the Raiders, you're a team like the Browns, you're a team like the Tennessee Titans, do you like J.J. McCarthy better than you like Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders? If you do, then you go get him. That's a real interesting thought, and I throw that out because it's just one of the scenarios that could be out there.
I don't know if I want to be the team that gives Sam Darnold $40 million.
I get that, but somebody is going to.
I don't want to be the team that gives Sam Darnold $40 million.
It's not going to be this team.
No.
It can't be the Browns.
Whether it's the Vikings deciding to play him on the franchise tag or give him a long-term deal.
If I'm the Vikings.
Or the Raiders, or maybe even Tennessee. That's another one a lot of people were pointing to.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're Tennessee, you could do a lot worse. He's like Ryan Tannehill plus.
I don't want to give that dude $40 million. It just...
You mean a year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even, frankly, for next year, I don't want to pay him $40 million.
If you're Minnesota, the thing to do might be to franchise tag him.
And I think that's what they're going to do.
Bring him back. And then if McCarthy's looking great, you could trade Darnold at the trade deadline.
Absolutely. You trade him before camp starts.
I can't imagine them walking away from him, only because they've been so successful with him at quarterback. He's been good,
mm-hmm.
but it's the
been
fact
much better than I thought he'd
it's
be.
The fact that they've been good with him at quarterback. But now think about this: they have Aaron Jones,
mm-hmm.
they have Justin Jefferson,
mm-hmm.
they have Jordan Addison,
mm-hmm.
they have Jalen Naylor,
mm-hmm.
who's been really good, and who, by the way, I just double checked something: he was taken after the Browns drafted Cade York. Anyhow,
I feel like somebody coming up and just punching you in the back. Like right now, I just felt my vertebrae hurt because
the
you
Vikings,
just punched me in the back.
In other words, the Vikings have a lot of talent on their offense, and Sam Darnold has utilized it very well.
Well, heck,
with
they
Kevin
got Hockenson
O'Connell.
In tight end as well.
Right. They brought in Cam Akers as a backup running back this year and have Ty Chandler, who some people are high on. And so they have some talent on their offense, and Darnold has orchestrated it very well. He's done a really nice job. If you're Minnesota, you can't just let him walk away. I can't imagine. But do you pass on what was your future quarterback? And that means trading J.J. McCarthy. Just one of the storylines to keep an eye on this offseason. And there are other things out there that could be something like that. Interesting. Andrew's in Painesville. Andrew called 216-474-0092. Hi, Andrew.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm fine. And yourself?
We've been much better.
I have a thought, and I'm going to share it with you.
Good.
I watched the game yesterday, and what I saw on the game was not so much on the field, but I saw what was going on in the stands. There was a packed audience there to watch a football game. And there was parents with their children. They were excited. They were wearing their paraphernalia. They were talking about the game. I really believe, and this is my honest opinion, the product on the field is not as important as the experience that you get in the stands, the tailgate experience, the wearing of the paraphernalia, the talk about the game on Monday morning at the water fountain. This is what you do in the fall and wintertime. You experience something. You bring family together. Thanksgiving is a day when you have turkey, but more importantly, you watch the game.
That's the holiday spirit, Andrew.
It brings families together.
Okay, so what's your point? You're just happy we have NFL football?
My point is, whether or not you have a quality team or a very, how should I say this, junior varsity team, the celebration is in the stands. It's a tradition that's carried on over generations. And, you know, people will go there. When the Browns were when they won one game out of 32, the stands were still there. The fans were packed.
But Andrew, don't you want a better product on the field?
Well,
I get it. I love watching a team. To be honest, Andrew, I can't wait to see what this team does. I can't wait for Monday to get here. I want to see the moves they start to make. That's a huge part of pro sports that I love. I know a lot of people just care about winning. You seem like you're more like me on this. You have a team. Let's watch it.
And I know I'm in a minority here, but God bless Art Modell. God bless that man, because he was a master in communications he brought about, as you know, I'm sure you do, he was the force behind Monday Night Football.
He was one of them. Andrew, thank you very much. I got to stop the Art Modell talk there.
Let's not go down that road.
No, Art did some very good things for the league.
Also, I don't know. I enjoy the off season. I enjoy trying to figure out what's going to come next. I enjoy all the things that come out of it. But boy, watching crummy football and then having something that I could complain about around the water cooler or talk about around the water cooler with friends the next day, I could go see Wicked and it would be better.
No, you wouldn't do that because you're a sports fan and you love it.
I could get the
I'm not buying that.
I could get the same exact thing out of it going to see the new Bob Dylan biopic.
No, you couldn't because you're a sports fan.
And talk to people around the water
like
cooler
Andrew,
about how Timothy Chalamet did a wonderful job as Bob Dylan.
You're a sports fan and you're just spewing that nonsense right now. You're a sports nut.
I don't know, man.
And you enjoy having a team to follow. 216-474-0092. No Stefanski press conference today. Tyvis Powell will join us at 1 o'clock. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan.